So what's the next big dessert trend in Korea? I'm DJ Brian, and we'll find out right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, March 4th, 2026, and we just heard Jelly Jelly by Twice. Move over to Jungkook, finally. I was kind of over you anyway. There's a hot new dessert trend that's the talk of the town already, and I've been involved, and to be honest, I think I broke my tooth twice. And it involves your freezer. It's called frozen jelly. And yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. People are tossing gummy candies into a container, freezing them for 3 to 5 hours. And I think that's my mistake. I froze overnight. And then biting straight into them. And apparently, the crunch is the whole point. Think ASMR. And for me, it wasn't a crunch. Mine was more like a crack. Now, videos of that first dramatic snap with a sharp crack and exaggerated chewing sounds are racking up millions of views all over social media. Some short clips have already seen millions of views, of course, fueled by the oddly satisfying sound of frozen sugar meeting human teeth. Almost sounds like a horror movie. And especially popular among millennials and Gen Z, who are treating gummies like, less like candy and more like a science experiment. What are experts saying, though? They say it's part of a broader shift in dessert culture. For younger consumers, flavor alone isn't enough anymore. Texture matters, sounds matters, and most importantly, whether it'll look good in a 15-second video. But a quick reality check. Dentists might not be in love with this trend. Biting into a rock-hard candy can stress your teeth. And that icy, sticky sugar combo isn't exactly cavity-friendly, y'all. So, just remember to chew responsibly. And don't forget to send us your favorite dessert or snack choices for our weekly Y2C. All right, guys. Like I said, be smart while the song goes out. It's ITZY with Icy. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, and get ready for more music. We got Jungkook with Sugar and New Jeans with How Sweet. Would y'all like a coffee or a tea? All right, time for that break from whatever you're doing. It could be in the middle of a fight with your friends, your husband. You could be at work. I don't care. Stop it. Because you need to focus on what we got for you in store today. Now, speaking of trends, it looks like hit songs, of course, trend longer than desserts. At least in the broader global landscape. We're talking about a song. Global domination, of course. And it's been going on for over a year now. It is none other than Rosé's Apatu Apatu with Bruno Mars. What did it do this time? It hit number one on the IFPI Global Singles Chart. Now, what does this mean? It's not the Billboard or iTunes charts. Well, it signifies something even greater. The International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. It ranks the most consumed songs worldwide each year from streams, downloads. We're talking about the whole package. Rosé is now the first K-pop artist ever to top it. Not just that, she's also the first to do, outside North America and Europe. That's huge. Rosé has certainly been setting new standards for K-pop artists. She became the first K-pop artist to win Song of the Year at the MTV Music Video Awards in 2025. She also picked up Grammy nominations, and over in the UK, she earned a nomination at the Brit Awards, becoming the first K-pop artist to be nominated there both as a group member and as a solo act. Not bad for a song named after a silly drinking game, right? From Seoul to the world, Rosé isn't just breaking records. She's redirecting and redecorating the entire global pop landscape. So, with no further ado, let's check out a song. And of course, we got to check out her song. And after that, we have another song too. So, Rosé, Bruno Mars with Apathy. And then we have Stray Kids with Ceremony. Requests and responses! That is right. You guys know that we love to hear from you guys. And we are always tuned into which songs you guys want to hear next. And we're going to be reading out all your requested music. And we're going to blast it out here as well. And stick with us to the end, because one of y'all lucky people are going to be winning a prize. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you've won or not on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist at the K-Pop Connection Program page. Remember, we keep a close track of our message board, our gram, and the KBS World English Service page of the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So, of course, you guys have to send them in. That's the main part. If you don't send in your requests, we can't play your music. We're not, you know, psychic. So make sure to send them in. And if they don't get played today, we will play it throughout the week, which means you have to tune in every day. The difference is you just don't get a prize. Okay. So, with no further ado, let's get into the first request. It's from @JuneGenie. It's been over a month since the Hwani concert, but I still haven't fully recovered. Wow, it's not a workout. All the KBC listeners should know that DJ Brian's stage presence was as stunning as ever, having us all starstruck all over again. Thank you, Hwani and Brian, for giving us such precious time to your fans. My song request is The Last Day, 이별 하루 전 by Fly to the Sky. Oh, you were there. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't at the concert. I wasn't there. It was some weird dude with a shiny black sequin jacket outfit thing. Yeah, he kind of looked like me. It wasn't me. I'm DJ Brian. But for those of you guys who was at the concert, thank you. I appreciate it. Hwani appreciated it. It was lots of fun. It was fun being on stage with Hwani and, you know, experiencing being back on stage as a group again. And I know a lot of people wrote a lot of stuff on my Tube channel of hoping to see us back together with a new album or a concert, whatever. But like I said in the past, I enjoy doing that every once in a while. I do like to, you know, get with my friends and, you know, sing when I'm in a good mood. But I don't know, it's something about like the whole idea of making it a work thing. I don't get motivated for that. Like, I get anxiety from that. So I hope you guys understand that it won't be a very, I guess, it won't happen often because of that situation. When the anxiousness kicks in, I just don't have fun or enjoy doing it. I know from a fan's perspective, you really want it to happen. And that goes for any celebrity or any fan out there. And same thing for me. If there's a singer out there that I love listening to, I, of course, want them to go on tour or whatnot. But, you know, you got to be an understanding fan where, okay, the person I care about, I don't want them to stress out if they have anxiety. And that happens to me a lot. So that's why I don't do it often. So hope that's helpful. And I hope you guys understand that from my point of view. But with no further ado, here is your requested song Fly to the Sky, The Last Day, 이별 하루 전. That was 이별 하루 전, The Last Day by Fly to the Sky. And now we're going to go into more of your requests right now. The next one is from listener at Paritas Chattopadhyaya. This name sounds very familiar because you have been DMing me. Like I say in the past, you need to DM our K-pop connection page, please. Our gram. Not me, because I'm not the one running KPC. Okay? Please. Now we're going to read your message. Hi, DJ Brian. I'm absolutely obsessed with Kiki's 404 New Era. It's been on repeat since they got their triple win. Can you play it for all the Tikis listening? Their Gen Z energy always brightens my Wednesday. Love from India. Well, gonna have that set up for you. But before that, we do have another request from at the Blue Maniac. Hello, DJ Brian. May I request Luna Butterfly? Thank you, DJ Brian, PD-Neem, KPC team. So what we're gonna do is set that up for you. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to play the music that's been stuck in your heads. You know, sometimes you have a song that you don't want to just hear by yourself. You want to share it with the world, share it with other people, because you know that it's something that you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like other people need to hear this. I feel like other people are going to love this song. And that's what you need to let us know to play on our program. So with no further ado, let's do it right now. Kiki 404 New Era. And then Luna Butterfly. All right, that was Luna with Butterfly. Now we're going to continue with your requests. And of course, you guys know we are going to announce a winner right before the ending of this show, which means you can't go nowhere because it might be you. And you might want to stick around and be like, oh my gosh, I have to claim my prize. And if it's not you and you're tuning in, you might know the winner too. So let them know as well. So the next person is at Athma Madassari. Hello. May I request a song, Sunset by Davichi? Thank you, Brian and KPC team. All right, guys. Now, this song is from the original soundtrack of the hugely popular K-drama, 사랑의 불시착. Okay, it's Crash Landing on You. You guys probably heard of that. I'm wondering if you guys saw it. And if you haven't, go check it out. A lot of people loved this drama. And of course, since it's from the soundtrack, it's probably played in the drama. And it was huge in the drama. And of course, Davichi, they're very talented female duo. A lot of people are like, Fly to the Sky is the popular male duo of Korea. So Davichi is the popular female duo of Korea. So go check it out. But before you do, we got to check out the song. That's up next, and it's requested by Sunny underscore 0218 from our message board, and it's going to be our last request. Hi, DJ Brian. I am watching To Be Loved Thief these days and totally falling in love with Moon Sang-min. Will you consider covering the show on Lights, Camera, Action? Please play a track from the original soundtrack. Thank you, and nice day to all KPC family. Well, definitely. You know, we'll relay your message to Niall. We're not sure if she's going to want to cover it. That's up to her. She has to make the decision. Now, to my beloved thief, the Korean title is 은혜하는 도정님아. Now, it is in fact a KBS drama, of course. Now, thanks for tuning into KBS World always, you know, KBS World Radio as well, and watching KBS TV. We appreciate that. And we're going to play 뭔가 잘못된 것 같아. All right? And it's by Kickflip from the To My Beloved Thief's original soundtrack, because you're watching it, you're supporting it, and so we gotta do justice for you right now, because why wouldn't we? Because you're an avid listener, you love the show. So with no further ado, I'm gonna have the two songs wrap up our segment, but you can't go anywhere. We still have a winner to announce. First up, Davichi with Sunset 노을, and then Kickflip, Something Feels Wrong. 뭔가 잘못된 것 같아. That was Kickflip with Something Feels Wrong. 뭔가 잘못된 것 같아. And now y'all know that it's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is June Genie! Congratulations, winner! Now let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us. kpop@kbs.co.kr. And, of course, we're going to send you a prize. But you have to let us know your gram handle, your name, your message board idea, and hopefully the date that you've won, because it'll make it that easier to find you. All right, with that said, we have two great songs right now for you guys. We have Made In with Super Obvious, 안 봐도 비디오, and then we have AT's with Adrenaline. Alrighty, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. And taking us out, we have a great song by Woods. It's called Cinema. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.